Minnesota, Wisconsin, milk, butter countries, you know. And these people were dairymen. And he could never get over, and I look back now, and he was right. That old grocery store, the store still stands. We'd get in some old yellow butter that I guess had been on the road 6 months by the time it got down here. And I don't know what it was made out of. It might have been made out of cottonseed. And do you know, no one liked the homemade butter because it was white. And I can remember all my family, we sent over to that old dirty grocery store and get this yellow butter. What is it they say about the eye and it has a lot to do with it, well, and this white butter, no, they have to use it up in cooking. And my father never would use that store butter, and he'd fuss about it. He said, but I just can't understand. He said, you don't know what getting into at night, and my aunt would say, or my mother would say, well, it's covered up, you know. I don't know how we survive. I guess, you know what? I think we got hardened. I guess there's a word for that, and I can't think right now. We were to disease. I mean, we were not susceptible, but we built our own immunity. That's what happened. That's just what we did.
You were saying that you had butter, and like it would get old like that. Would you say that it got rancid or froggy or how would you describe the kind of taste it had? It got like that, because it doesn't get like that anymore.
I couldn't take it, but I know it wasn't any good. And all we had were cool places, and in the summertime, I don't know how we kept it.
Did you have the place that you kept there, you said, you know, with that brick place where you kept it cool?
Yeah.
Did you call that a dairy? Was that a dairy?
No.
What did you call that
place? That was just a round place. And, down here you bathed and had this thing, the shower bath on top of the cypress tank.
Did you call it the shower or the...
It's a shower. Uh-huh. It's a shower.
So you kept your food in the shower? Yeah. The cool food?
Well, the milk, so it would come too, so we could take the cream off, you know.
And what about the place where you kept your meat? Where'd you keep meat?
And Greg brought that up. You know where Jake Meat is? Jake Meat?
Tell me about it. I've seen it, but I have no idea.
I can remember my father when he was a deputy before he became sheriff, and he'd go out in the back country with his men, or even after he was sheriff, he'd go out to arrest his cattle thieves, and all he carried was a lot of jerked beef in his pocket. And that's all. And jerked beef, I don't know how we survived that, now. Here, you want this other one? We survived that. And you know what they do? They get the beef and they hang it out on the line. I hate to talk about it even. And it'd be thin and the flies would be on it. And that's what we would take. And we'd wash it good and we'd boil it. And we'd make different kinds of, called picadillo. And that's where you chop it up real and put potatoes and onions and tomatoes in it. And I often think, what kept us? Why weren't we sick? And Papa said as long as he had a piece of jerked beef, as he knew he wouldn't go hungry. as long as he had a piece of jerked beef. And that's what we had down there. I don't think I ever made it. But I have eaten it, yes.
Did you pound it out flat?
No, we generally cook it. You just break it off and chew it. Cooked with the sun. Maybe the sun does. Well, I don't know. But I remember that, and we'd go to the meat market and buy it from there right on the line. They'd have it. Jerk beef. How do you spell that? Is it J-E-R-K-E?
Jerk.
Jerk.
Jerk. K-E-D, I guess. Jerk beef. Well, you know, you said you had that grinding thing there. You grind something, a flat meal or something. A stone that you grind.
Oh, yes. You want to see it?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, where would you sharpen your knives and stuff?